In Israel today, Prime Minister Ariel Sharon demanded that the Palestinians, quote, wipe out terrorist groups, end quote, after a suicide bombing in Tel Aviv Friday that killed four Israelis. Sharon put all peace moves on hold and said that if the Palestinian Authority does not act against terrorism, Israel will. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Sharon opened today's cabinet meeting with a forceful demand of the Palestinian Authority. There will not be any diplomatic progress. I repeat, no diplomatic progress until the Palestinians take vigorous action to wipe out the terror groups and their infrastructure, Sharon said. If this doesn't happen, the prime minister said Israel will step up its military activities aimed at protecting the lives of Israeli citizens. Sharon did not give details, but earlier, Israel's deputy defense minister said the army would resume all tactics, including assassinations of Islamic Jihad leaders. The Damascus-based Islamic Jihad movement took responsibility for Friday night's bombing. It was the first suicide bombing inside Israel in almost 4 months, and came a month after Palestinian groups such as Hamas and the Islamic Jihad had agreed to a ceasefire. Israeli officials say the attack is an important test for Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas. They said he can prove his seriousness about peace by cracking down hard on Islamic Jihad. Until now, Abbas has said he prefers to co-opt militants, not confront them. Israeli officials say Friday's attack proves that doesn't work. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.